Welcome to another exciting episode of the Attack Podcast, where we subject your ears to a full week's worth of crap, chicanery, current events, and cool stuff, with your three favorite hosts, Kyle, a.k.a. the Green Menace, Lawrence, it's Long for Larry, Land.
Yes, on the bowhead.
Uncle Buckeye Charlie himself.
I have something to say. I killed the baby today.
Okay. Along with our favorite sound guy, the Wolf, a.k.a. Ice Wolfum, a.k.a. not Lloyd Banks, a.k.a. L Boogie, the man himself, Lloyd.
Hey.
I miss Ice Wolfum.
Ice Wolfman.
Yeah, man. This week's episode is brought to you by hashtag... I don't have a hashtag for this week.
Hashtag porridge.
I like it. Hashtag porridge.
I don't know why I said porridge.
I
like that word.
Yeah, the crowd likes it. That's
hashtag
all that matters,
no
right?
Analingus.
Boo.
Oh,
boo.
God, okay. So, hey, Charlie, man. How was your week, dude?
A week is kind of jacked up, man.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
What happened?
They are raising my rent again, and there's nothing I can do about it.
That's some of that. So much bad shit is going on this week for everybody.
Is there some kind of law against that?
No, actually, they're circumventing the law.
How do you circumvent the law? Do they have like high priced lawyers or some shit on you?
Oh yeah, and they're not getting me to sign a lease.
You know what? Is your landlord's name Fisk?
I know, for real.
Because I remember this plot from a certain TV show I was watching a couple months back.
He at least paid them to get out.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they
though.
Wouldn't get out.
That's true. That old lady was stubborn as fuck until that brick
First of all,
hit her.
The nigga's giving you $1 million. Why didn't you take? You living in the ghetto?
For real though, I take that $1 million and just
talking about. Oh, I can't leave. That's,
you see this?
I'm
place?
Gone.
Listen, that's her home. That's the place where she raised her children. She's been living there for 30 mother father years.
But $1 million buys you a nice place in a nice neighborhood for the rest of your
that
life.
That nigga gave away money.
Like not a beautiful home. Great place, but you know, you could buy a nice house in a nice area and just live the rest of your days
exactly.
happy.
And
you'd be good.
You get a little condo spot and just chill.
You ain't got to worry about shit. She got no water, no power. She got to cook downstairs
roaches,
at the neighbor's
rats.
House and shit. Nah, fuck that, man. I'm
roaches,
moving.
Rats, crime.
I'm just out.
The nonstop crime outside.
Anyways, Larry, how was your week, man?
Man, it was crazy. All right, so I've been on 5 interviews this week.
Bravo, dog.
No.
You finally becoming a man. Congratulations.
First of all, I've been working longer than you, if you don't remember.
But exactly true.
Oh, God.
Yes, yeah, true. You know it's true. Damn. All for the same job. Okay, I work for
the same. So 5 interviews for the
same. Yes.
Not
yes.
like 5 different, but
no.
5.
Was it,
five
was,
well,
the
well,
same. Was
that,
it 5 different positions?
That's a good sign, though, that they're really considering you for the position.
But was it 5 different positions? Was it the same position?
It's the same position, but different sectors of the government, the local government. Let me tell you people something about working for the city of Los Angeles. They don't want to give people benefits, so they put you
have
on
part-time,
exempt work.
Yeah.
They call it exempt. Yeah.
So you're working like 6 hours a day, huh?
Yeah, they rotate people out. Like people are so expendable, like get fired at any time.
Because that's not just the city. That's most businesses too.
But listen,
like
man,
a lot of places will fuck with you like that and hire you part-time. That's why this
That's
why there's all these new rules and shit about like salaried employees because of stupid shit like that.
But there used to be a thing where if you worked for like the city or a government position, you were pretty much in. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Well, that's if you were working, if you worked full time.
Yeah.
In a like salaried position.
But see, I can work full time hours, But the thing is, you have a certain amount of hours
per
a
week.
Year. No, per year.
Per year?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, they yeah. only if give you go like over 1,100 or something. Because
yeah,
I used to work for the city.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you go over 1,100, you got to stop. Like once
yeah,
you,
they stop
once,
you from working.
So a couple of months go by, and then they'll hit you back for an interview or.
Wait a minute.
But the thing about that is once you have worked over that, that 1,100 hours for 2 years, you're in. They can't cut you at 1,100 anymore.
Well, we'll see because this might be my, and then I went on like 4 interviews last week for different, these were different jobs for the city this time, but I'm just tired of the interviews one. Just hire me already because I charmed the shit out of these people. They loved me. They're laughing at my jokes.
I think they're just humoring him because they scared of him.
No. The women love me.
You're 6 foot.
All the
six.
Women love me.
Your hair's down to your shoulders.
Yes, beautiful.
Dude, you
actually
look like you just
my
got
back.
Out the pen, homie.
No.
For reals.
No.
With your hair all braided up.
Yes.
He really does.
Chauncey did it. Chauncey braided my hair.
You look scary, dog. For real.
So.
Oh,
God.
How was your week, Kyle?
my week pretty much sucked, too.
Why is everybody
week sucking? I don't know.
Sucking?
It's just it's the way life is going right now. Hang on. I got a ray of hope though. Lloyd, how was your week?
Always good.
My week was good, man.
There you go. It's that ray of sunshine that we needed.
Yeah. Yes. The Lloyd shall save us.
For real. Oh no. Oh, he said it's not exactly good. Lloyd, what happened?
My uncle's
oh
in
yeah.
the hospital.
Oh
man. Shit.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
Yeah, man. Hope everything comes out all right, dog.
Me too.
He's
a wolf. He's a wolf. He's strong. Yeah. He's a monster.
He's doing it.
He's a beast.
Awesome.
All right. My week wasn't that great. But on the bright side, I did get to do a couple fun things. I got to see Ant-Man.
Nice.
We'll talk about that a little later, though.
For sure.
Yeah, okay.
So real quick, before we get into the show, I want to talk about, because this week in Obama was kind of a big week in Obama.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he went to Kenya.
Yes, he did.
He talked about Bill. Mm-hmm. And he really put out his stance on gun control. I want to know what y'all think about those three things.
Gun control. Also, there's one more thing. The prison system.
He
brought
yeah.
up, brought
yeah.
up that, too.
For the first time ever, a president went to the pen.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, on his own accord.
He did.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing a lot of firsts. He's not only the first black president. He's the first president to do a lot of shit.
Do work. Do
for
actual
real.
Work.
Like, he's the first president to go to Kenya.
I swear, like, we have witnessed the greatest president. He has been through so much. He's had a Senate completely block him on everything.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got something done. Like, it's crazy.
He's been to, like, dinners in Europe with other dignitaries, and people come up and ask him, like, where's the bathroom and start trying to give him stuff to put up in the kitchen. And he's like, I'm not the help.
Dude, I am wow. the leader of the free world.
Seriously.
How do they not know? I mean, seriously, because he went to Kenya, and
people do
have
shit on purpose.
On Obama shirts.
Yeah.
They are selling everything from Obama fruitcakes to Obama flypaper.
Yep. But you go to, like, Switzerland and Germany. They
you
don't
mean
know
the
who,
white people countries?
Yeah, they
no,
don't
they
know
do
Obama
know everybody.
They
the
know
world
who he is.
Knows who he is. They did that on purpose.
It's impossible for them not to know who he is, because I bet you $25 they know who both George Bushes are.
He's considered the most popular man in the world.
For real. Like, I was in Asia for 2 years. Everybody called me Obama.
Yep.
Like, literally.
Every black
I was
person
walking
Obama.
Down the street. Obama!
Yeah.
Everybody knows who he is. There's no chance anybody in any country with a TV in it does not know who Obama is.
Japan made an action figure of him.
Oh, no doubt.
Was he riding a velociraptor?
This nigga has swords. And I'm not lying. He has
chopping
swords, guns.
Bin Laden's
he has
head.
Swords, guns. He had throwing stars. This is a real tour.
That's awesome.
And it's sold out.
I want one.
But yes, Obama has done so much. Praise Lord Obama for all he has done.
I'm still pissed off about him, and that's the reason why I ain't going to vote for him again. He ain't gave us white slaves yet. What's
okay.
up with that? We're supposed to have our white slaves.
One, so you can't vote for him.
There's a number of things went wrong with what you just said, but I'm going to let it go.
I do want a white slave. I want some white slave girls. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, God.
Put them to work.
Disturbing.
Have them chained up
like
Sarah
cattle,
Fisher
like cattle.
On oh Star
that's
on Return
horrible.
Jedi.
No.
All right.
I'll be sitting there like Jabba the Hutt. like getting girls to rub oil all over my belly. Oh yeah.
So anyways, let's go ahead and we ain't getting the show.
But first the plugs.
Oh.
Yes, listen close, folks. Listen close, folks. We need your support. We're on this struggle game and we're trying to grow. So follow us on Twitter at @attack_podcast. Like our Facebook page. Send us an email or address.
You have lost my mind.
You wrote
Our address.
No, he didn't write this.
He didn't write this.
No. It's okay.
God write this.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our webpage, theattackpodcast.com, all one word, and leave us some comments. Send us an email. We'll read them on the air. Stop yawning, please. Rude. Thank you for your support. And remember, you can find us on the... Wait, I can't... What the fuck is wrong with me right now?
You was doing it. You was doing it.
Remember,
you
can
close.
Find the show on Podomatic.
Oh.
SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can also leave comments and reviews.
Don't forget, I believe we're also on iTunes.
Yes.
And,
oh, we're on
and
iTunes.
Radio.
We're on the net. We're on the web.
Yeah. Just Google us. We'll pop
so,
up real quick.
Yes, really Google us.
So this week, you guys, I wanna take you back into time.
Mm-hmm.
Back to a time when
well, that does
blackness
kind of like Doctor Who.
What?
That little ding 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 ding.
Does it?
Like when
I wouldn't
going
know.
Through the TARDIS,
I'll give him some
when
theme music.
The TARDIS at the end of it.
I'm from a time where Barry Gordy ruled.
Go ahead. I was
oh,
singing
yeah.
the
I'm,
theme.
I'm letting the music go.
Philosophy.
And a man named Timac.
Timac.
Timac. Well, that's his only name.
That's
no
his,
last name.
He don't need a last name.
That's it. Well, it was the leading black kung fu master.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
To a time where a movie called The Last Dragon.
Beautiful.
Was around. In my opinion, the greatest black martial arts movie of the 80s. Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon was a movie about a man from Harlem named Bruce Leroy Green.
Yes.
And it was about his quest to attain the same level of martial arts.
Yes.
As the great Bruce Lee.
Preach it. Yes.
And this level of mastery was known as the final level. And it came with the glow.
The glow.
The glow is a shining light that encompasses your body.
Yes.
It's an aura only the masters have.
It's a tingle in your spine.
Tingle in your nut.
It is.
The movie begins with Leroy Green training at his master's dojo.
Training his ass off.
And his master telling him that his training is complete.
Done.
And it's time to go out on his own.
And be a man.
And after leaving the nest,
I can teach you no
he
more.
Must face the pits and valleys of life that are street gangs led by Shonuff.
My father.
The Shogun of Harlem.
Bless him.
And sexy TV personality Vanity, a.k.a. Laura Charles.
Delicious.
And the evil TV producer, Eddie Arcadian.
Charles Jordan.
Along with his merry band of thugs, all to reach that final level and let his mind, body, and soul become one.
Yes.
What was the actor's name that played Shonuff? It was
Julius
McCray. Julius. Oh, my
yeah,
God. I forgot the Shonuff.
Yeah, I'm like, he was my favorite actor from the 80s and the 90s. He was on one of my favorite TV shows, The Adventures
Julius
of
Carey
Briscoe.
The third.
Julius Carey.
Yes.
He died in 2009.
Yes,
I did a whole homage to him because I loved him so much.
So sad. Yes.
He was as Julius Carey, Julius J. Carey the third in the movie. So can you give me your overall opinion, guys? What is your overall impression of the movie in general? Like, did you like
greatest?
It? You hated it?
I hated this movie.
This motherfucker.
First of all, how is this dude? He's got a big old Raiden hat on in a movie theater. Just freaking, yeah. Like, dude, isn't
did
that
did you
rude?
See all the people that were in that movie theater?
For real.
Isn't that
no,
rude?
No, but so you hated the movie, Charlie.
Yes. The
okay.
movie.
Okay. Larry, how did you feel about the movie?
Let me tell you something. No, you're going to explain that.
We're going to get to that.
Get
don't
to
worry.
All that.
That was one part of it.
Hold on. We're going to get to it. We're going to go
the theater,
piece
that's
by
the only thing to
yes. One of the things.
Okay. Okay. We're going
to
get to yours because you see you got a lot to do. First of all, this is the greatest movie ever made.
Uh-huh.
This was the first action movie I saw as a child.
Okay.
As a newborn in the theater.
Live that sheltered life.
Nick, dude, the music, the action, the power, the suspense.
The glory.
The vanity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat none of that. That's a combination you can't beat. It was amazing.
Me personally,
I know that. Yes.
I love this movie. This movie inspired me.
What?
Me too.
It inspired me. It taught me lessons.
It really did.
Did it inspire you to go out and make a better movie than that?
He was like the first like black superhero I ever really what? Seen
really
on
was.
TV.
He really was.
Oh my god!
As a child, we
like,
did not
seriously,
have.
Seriously, that was
we
that. He was the like.
Okay, I
and not only that, but he taught me how to eat popcorn with chopsticks, which I love doing because it just your fingers
that's
stay clean. You don't
G
get
shit.
All that cheesy butterness on your
it's
fingers.
It's just some G shit.
It's really
he don't
nice.
Have to do it, but.
But
he
it's
got
nice. It's
like,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Not only that, but young Donatello's in this, which is just another bonus.
Who's Donatello?
Ninja Turtle?
The kid. Yeah. He's the guy who played the stunt double for Donatello.
Really?
Yeah. What's his name? The little guy.
You talking about Ernie Reyes?
Yeah.
But wasn't he in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze?
Yeah,
himself?
He was.
Yeah, he was the pizza guy in Donatello.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's true.
Very nice. But go ahead. What were you saying?
And not only that, but... It inspired me to try and achieve the glow for myself.
Thank you. That's what this nigga got.
Man.
Let me speak.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm a child of the 70s, right?
You old. Go
so
ahead.
I had so many African-American Who? Superheroes. I had not on one.
OJ?
Not two, but three. Three the hard way. I had Jim Kelly.
Okay.
I had Bubba Smith.
All right.
And who used to be a Raider. I had... Action Jackson, which preceded
okay,
Last
okay,
Dragon,
I'll give
by
you
the
that.
Way.
I'll give you that.
But by the time The Last Dragon came out, I was looking at it like, what the hell is this?
But it's the
I
same
had,
on
Last I mean,
I
this
had
movie,
Dola, for
this
Kung
movie
Fu and
came
Martial
out.
Arts, I had Dolomite.
That's
all right.
Well,
all good, all honorable mentions.
Yeah,
I'll give you
I
that.
Mean, yeah, they're not bad. But The Last Dragon came out the year I was born.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's just.
But only
what's the word serendipitous?
But it's also in that same genre of films he just mentioned. It's
in the same genre. It's just the worst.
It's a little
really
bit more.
Put
it's
it
more
in
for
the
kids.
Same genre.
It's
as
not as
Dolomite.
Hardcore. No, it's not as hardcore. But as far as a black I don't like using that word, but black exploitation. How it's a black oriented film.
See,
it's got music. It's got
now that's
gangsters
the thing about this movie
that.
Is it's not so much black exploitation. Because you
it's
don't
more like
homage. It's more of like black people. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
It's more like black people getting together and doing a movie.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's not like appropriating black culture. It's not black people doing stupid stuff.
That's true.
There's no hookers and whores or anything. It's not just black people being the gangsters and thugs.
Yes.
You get to see a black business owner.
True.
You get to see black people doing well for themselves, running TV
well, Richie
shows
was
and
a clown.
Stuff.
Richie was a
well,
clown.
We had BET
I mean,
back then, so
yeah.
I was used to
this,
seeing
this,
black people
this,
run TV shows.
You know, this shows a good side of black
very
people.
Very true. Very
as
true.
As opposed to some of those movies that showed a lot of black people being like pimps, hookers, and thugs and
true.
Stuff like that.
I'll give you that.
Plus, yeah. Most of the black characters in this movie speak correctly,
yes.
Which. I also appreciate.
Well, now think about it.
What?
That's true. Show enough.
Yes.
He really didn't slur his words, use any kind of vernacular at all. He spoke properly.
He's show enough. That's why.
Yeah. The only stupid thing he says is show enough.
He has one of the greatest intros in history.
Man.
In the history of
who's
cinema.
Who's the baddest?
They're marching all in front of him.
Am I the meanest?
Show enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Show enough.
Am I the baddest mofolo down around this town?
Show enough.
I can't hear you.
Show enough.
I can't.
Hold on. I got to take off the glass. I can't hear you.
Show enough.
The Shogun of Harlem.
Yeah.
Scared everybody in that
For
theater.
For real.
A nigga can't. He had on a fur. He made those fucking Asian glasses.
Summer.
So my next question
yes.
for you guys,
yes.
I want to know about Leroy's master, because he sort of reminds me of Splinter a little bit.
Yeah, he does.
But like with all his sayings, like, Leroy, this is not a punishment. It is a celebration. You have touched the final level. You knew without knowing. We have finished our journey together. Or my favorite of all time.
Yes.
Think, Leroy. You have just opened the fortune cookie without a fortune, written by a master who does not exist, to find a solution to a problem whose answer you already know.
That was some deep shit.
For real, though.
That was some
like,
deep shit.
he went through all that shit to get that fortune mind cookie
you,
too.
Mind you, he fucking with this dude the entire time. Man.
So what do you think about his master compared to like the other great fictional masters of the movie genres like Splinter or Miyagi or Master Sifu from Kung Fu Panda?
I think he, as far as masters go,
yeah,
I think he was up there.
He made a nigga catch an arrow. Yeah. Let me tell you, okay. Oh, he fucked with Leroy so bad.
He was better than Mr. Miyagi.
He was
way,
first
way
of all,
better than Mr. Miyagi.
He got a nigga a superpower.
Uh-huh. For real.
That's how good he is. That's how good of a teacher he is. Just fucking with him the entire time, having this nigga run all over New York City looking for another master who ain't there, who's a computer.
Who doesn't exist.
Who's a computer.
A master who does not exist. And writes fortune cookies that are not in their cookies.
It was ridiculous. I was first of all, I would be mad at him, but after I got the glow, I was like, thank you, master.
For real.
Because
taught him how to catch
arrows. He gave him a superpower. The glow was real.
For real? Yeah.
That nigga had electricity coming off his body. You can't beat that.
The Last Dragon to me, I can't even take it seriously. It was more like a cartoon.
You know what? There's no problem with that. Because I've seen a lot of movies that are cartoons pretty much.
Yeah. I don't like those movies.
And a lot of the artwork that's come out of this movie has been fucking
amazing.
Very nice. Really good artwork.
The hairstyles for like fantastic. Look at Julius Carey's hair.
Perfect. That's who I modeled my hair after, if you don't. Yes.
And they have the top knot and everything. You know, people are just now starting to rock the top knot.
Oh, God.
I forget what they called it, but yeah, it's like Leonardo DiCaprio got the same haircut.
What?
Everybody's got that haircut now.
I love this picture.
Yeah. So speaking of Show Nuff, the Shogun of Harlem.
Yes.
He looks like Busta Rhymes' drunk old uncle.
Nah, he look clean. Like, Busta Rhymes always looked like a fat, raggedy dude.
I mean, Busta
he's got Busta Rhymes'
like
features.
A slightly cleaner version of him.
He got Busta Rhymes' features, but Show Nuff was like, he looked like a black samurai to me. Like, he was first black samurai I've ever seen. Like,
why he's a Shogun.
He went around town wearing a gi, some shoulder pads.
He wore Kanye shades before there was Kanye shades.
He made them.
He's the one that Kanye got his shades from.
True.
What tripped me out about this movie, like, he's supposed to be the Shogun of Harlem.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wore around, walked around, you know, but he used kung fu.
Nah, man, he fought WWE reject.
He street fought.
Yeah,
because he was dirty when he fought.
He bit some dude's Achilles off.
He bit it. You ain't never gonna use it. He twisted the shit out of it.
He bit it.
So he broke the shit out of his ankle, and then turned around and bit the Achilles tendon and bit it completely off. That man was a beast. He took on the entire movie theater.
For real. He even took on that big fat dude with the pink cutoff.
Yes.
And
the transvestite. He took on
Tranny's boyfriend.
Jack him up, baby.
Not the face.
No. Jack him up, baby. Don't hurt the face, baby. That nigga ripped the boyfriend's hair off. Was like, blew it. She's like, She got blinded by this nigga's hair.
Man.
Showing up, that's power. That's power you can't control. He punked a little kid.
For real.
He walked in the theater punking kids. Throwing kids in trash cans.
Somebody said, I don't know who could beat you.
Who said that? Beast fine, who said that? I got him showing up. I got him. He is showing up. I got him. You know who badder than the Shogun? Bruce Leroy, that's who? Bruce Leroy. There's Beast. That's the only guy that stands between total supremacy. I know the whole movie. That's
he do though.
I love
this. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's good. It's good.
At random times, Larry will often break off into
plot lines and
wanna sayings from The Last Dragon.
That's true.
Oh, that's fine with me, because Leroy doesn't want to fight the Shogun. Not here.
He doesn't want to fight at all. That's not his goal.
He's going to eat his popcorn with his chopsticks.
That's why Bruce Leroy is a pussy.
Bruce Leroy just fights for the right reasons. That's all.
It's only for defense, but it's to train him to be a better person. His father got him this master. This random Asian man he found on the street who came into his pizza parlor.
For real.
Turned out to be a super fighter. Taught him how to be a great man. And Bruce Leroy came up
so
proper.
Speaking of his dad.
Yes.
The business owner of Papa Green's Pizza.
Daddy Green's Pizza.
Oh, excuse me. Tad Green's Pizza. Papa Green's was that Italian joint down the street.
Yeah.
But just directed your pizza to Daddy Green's Pizza. What do you guys think of the Green family, man?
Green family was cool. They were well done. To show where Leroy came from, because he pretty much is a stiff. He's naive.
He doesn't seem like he is a square. That's the other thing that I really like about this movie, because I feel like Leroy fit in about as well as I felt like I fit in.
Exactly.
All the time,
yeah.
You know?
Like
this
he's the black sheep.
He does not fit in his neighborhood at all.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
He stands out.
He really does.
I mean, he's wearing pretty much ancient Asian
he walks around in the Chinese robe all day.
Like see, now that would be considered tight. Like he's a hipster, but in the 80s that was not cool.
They got a word for those nowadays.
Crazy?
I forget the word. I can't believe it.
But Richie, his little brother, was hilarious. That was the comic relief in the film. Little fast jive talking bastard.
Yeah, Richie was cool.
Richie was funny.
Oh,
with
no,
his leather
he was
pants
a little
on.
Bit annoying.
You got to know the moves, baby. The moves. Oh, God. Like, you annoying little. That's why he got dumped in. Showing up threw this nigga in a trash can.
I know.
It was terrible. It's funny. And funny at the same time.
I'm sorry about all that. If you hear some dogs barking in the background, that's just the neighborhood. We can't really
control that. I mean, we can, but it'll be illegal. But go ahead. What were you saying, Charles?
This movie had some of the worst acting.
I will give you that.
And some of the best.
I'll give you that.
It was like all over the place with like what was it, Vanity, right?
Laura Charles could act
her way out of a paper bag in that movie.
Okay, so she's not
a great actor, but it didn't matter. She just had to look cute and do her music, and she was good, man. And that's all we needed from her.
The acting, okay. Eddie Arcadian was the best actor in the film.
Mm-hmm. William H. Macy in this?
Yeah, he was, but for like a split second.
I know,
but he was
the best actor in the movie.
He was like, he was basically telling Laura Charles that, okay, Eddie Arcadian is going to slice my throat if you don't play this. First of all, I like that video that he made with his girlfriend.
Oh, she was terrible, Larry.
What are you talking about?
That shit got stuck in my head one of the times I seen this movie. That shit was stuck in my head for like a week, and I could not get rid of it.
I swear,
I just try to concentrate on Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, when I got the soundtrack,
I was looking for that. No, it wasn't on the soundtrack. Thank God.
Dude, you didn't like that?
No, I have not seen it at all. Oh, God.
You want me to participate? Dress me up in peekaboo.
Oh,
body oils
that?
And royals. Roller skates. That shit was tight as fuck. Are you serious? All the music in there, even her song was. I think I like her song better than Seventh Heaven.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You find my place. You finally. All
right, that one was. All right, I'll give that one some credit.
Okay.
But the other one, no.
But no, Eddie Arcadian was, I think he was the best actor in the film. He was very convincing. Little Napoleon. He had a Napoleon complex.
With his piranha tank.
Yeah. He had his dumb bodyguard.
Okay.
Rock.
Yeah, he did have that standard.
Yeah, he was a cliche.
Shredder look.
Yeah, he was a cliche villain.
I really do equate this movie to the Ninja Turtles in a lot of ways.
I can see.
It just has the same feeling.
I think Shonuff was more of the Shredder. I'll say Eddie Arcadian was Krang.
If anything. That does make sense. Mm.
See how deep The Last Dragon is, man. Yes. You see what you're missing?
I've seen it was formulamatic. That's what
formulamatic.
Yeah, that too.
Formulamatic.
Yeah.
Formulamatic.
He got a new word. We need to start paying attention to what the new words he comes up with every week.
Yeah, but it followed the set pattern formula that has been followed throughout
movie
history.
That did not follow a formula. What formula?
You just said like five movies that it was like.
But it came before those movies we were talking about.
Well, yeah. So.
Okay, so it started the trend, if anything.
No, it did not. It was following way back in Ben-Hur. Spartacus. Yes. It followed, it was an epic type movie.
Yes.
It just wasn't epic.
Okay.
Well, it's epic
it
in the modern
epic,
sense
of
the term
all,
epic.
First of all. Second of all, I don't care.
When you got 100, 100 kids dressed as ninjas attacking gangsters on a dance floor. they were pretty much a Soul Train just fighting everybody. It was amazing.
So when he got to some dumb goy's factory and he had to do the sukiyaki ha sakisu pizza delivery infiltration.
That shit was hilarious.
That shit was awesome, man.
That was hilarious. The three proprietors.
That was him like channeling Bruce Lee in his homicidal serial killer movie.
It was the Chinese Connection.
Yeah, because he... I'm sorry, but I don't know what it was, but I got a DVD of The Chinese Connection way back in the day, and I took it home and I watched it.
Yeah.
And I don't know who subtitled it, but for whatever reason, the subtitles made Bruce Lee out to be a homicidal serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, he was just running around killing folks because he was just angry.
They redid the movie with Jet Li called Fist of Legend. It's the same movie, but Jet Li doesn't really kill anybody. Mm-hmm. He beats the living hell out of everybody. Yeah. But
oh, Bruce Lee just went around
Bruce Lee was murdering. yeah, he was murdering
folks.
People.
In, like, every movie, seriously.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
I'm talking about Last Dragon.
You didn't talk about shit?
Yep.
Get your apple juice out of here. But yes, Sum Dum Goi Factory, three proprietors of Sum Dum Goi, were great actors, in my opinion. Their jive talking was amazing.
Eddie Long from Fresh Off the Boat.
It was?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm talking shit to it.
Oh.
Eddie Wong's like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah,
now.
He's our age. I was about to say. But yeah, the whole infiltration scene where they were trying to learn how to play craps. But he taught him how to play hopscotch. That just
oh, that shit was hilarious. Because he don't know he the first black person in Harlem to not know how to play craps, and I feel like that's a kindred spirit to me.
Yes,
because I'm gonna break some news. I don't know how to play craps,
me neither.
I do know how to play hopscotch.
Oh my god, what the hell kind of Negroes are you?
First of all, we're the new kind. We were inspired by him. He's exactly. The black sheep of his family. Look, I'm an atheist. I like video games and Batman. Who in my family does that?
Okay, I know how to play craps, but what I don't know how
to
do is not barbecue. I don't know how to barbecue.
I don't know how to barbecue.
I can barbecue, but I can't play craps for anything.
But does that signify how black you are if you know how to barbecue?
Yes.
I don't know, because a lot of white people barbecue a lot of the time.
On my family because I don't know how to barbecue.
Oh, wow.
They look at me like I'm a pariah.
Do you know how to open a can of beer?
No.
Do you know how to open a bottle of beer?
Yes, yes.
Do you know how to stand there and take sips out of the bottle of beer?
No, I guzzle it like in one go.
Do you know how to open a 40?
Yeah.
Do you know how to stand there and slowly guzzle a 40 ounce?
No, I pretty much guzzle it in one go. Just
do you know how to open some cognac?
Yeah.
Do you know how to stand there and take sips of cognac?
Nah, I just pretty much got that.
Oh
too.
My god! Do you know how to drink anything slowly?
I'm thinking. Oh yeah, I got this like bourbon called Booker's Bourbon.
Okay,
like,
so get you a thing of Booker's Bourbon, drink it slowly, and stand there while somebody else barbecues and just take credit.
Yeah, that's how you. Yeah,
that's how you gotta do. It.
That's how you barbecue.
Wow,
that's all you gotta do, man. You set for life.
Thank you.
No problem, man. No problem.
But the conflict between Bruce Leroy and the great Shonuff was palpable.
Oh.
Shonuff was so obsessed with destroying this dude that he would appear at his family's restaurant, at his place of work. He's teaching children the art that his master taught him. And Shonuff mobbed in there. Mind you, all these kids are under 10 except for a couple of them.
Except for Johnny.
Who was
and the
hilarious,
art of
by
the
way.
Art of fighting without knowing how to fight.
See, black people. Wait, what did he say? I forgot.
Oh, man.
What? You forgot a
I forgot,
scene?
I forgot
live?
The scene.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. But anyway, when Shonuff mobbed in there, when I first saw the movie and he mobbed in there with his entire crew, I was scared. As a child, I was scared for all those kids because I seen what he did at the movie theater. He destroyed everybody in the movie theater. You
he
have
sure
fools
did.
Jumping off the balcony trying to kill this dude, and he just one kick.
Hey, one
gone.
Dude, one dude got in a good solid kick,
that's
and
the
then
nigga that
got
his
ankle chopped
that's
off.
That's the nigga that got his ankle just ripped off. He became a monster when that happened. That's what's scary about Shonuff was a scary. He was a very, very good convincing villain.
For real.
And that's why I always
he
keep
just,
him up
he
there.
He had that pure anger.
Yeah.
Like anger, like hatred and anger at the same time.
He was obsessed.
That,
it was
that
like
you only see in the best of villains that are just out to get their nemesis.
He's like Joker. Like, there's no reason to Joker go. But Joker goes off after Batman because just for the fuck of it.
Like, Shonuff could have just left Leroy alone and been fine. He would have ruled Harlem. Nobody would have contested him. Nothing.
He already made him look like a fool in front of everybody. Everybody in Harlem like, oh, you kissed this Converse. Mm-hmm. You kissed this nigga's Converse.
Oh, man.
He made him bow down and kiss his feet.
Leroy did it, but Shownuff still keeps going after him.
And he Shownuff got the glow first.
Now, to be fair, though, Shownuff got, the shitty glow.
The evil version of the
glow. No, not the evil, not just the evil version, but he got the shitty glow because all he had was in his hands.
Yeah.
That's all that the glow was on was his hands. Now, Leroy got that real glow.
That shit was a shocker, though.
He reached the final level.
That took
his
the movie.
Mind, body, and soul became one.
Yeah, he was doing the fist.
It's a sacrifice. It takes hard work.
It's a way of life.
And you got that glow. But when he got it, like, as soon as he got the glow, after, because, mind you, there was a brutal fight scene when they first started fighting.
He almost died.
He got mule kicked. Bruce Leroy got mule kicked through a wall, got back up, and laid the deadliest combo on Shownuff ever. Shownuff dead. He kicked Shownuff through a door.
So bad.
Shownuff actually died. They actually showed him in the throes of death. This nigga disappeared. Was like, Leroy. This nigga looking around like, Leroy. And then his hands. Fire. Glorious, red, delicious fire coming from this man's hands.
Shownuff.
And just electricity coming off of his face every time he hit him. Like, he just, you can't beat, that man was amazing. I look up to Shownuff. I want to be him when I grow up.
Till he started dunking Leroy's head in the water.
Yeah, he made him
which
reflect.
Was a mistake.
You don't do that, because when you put water with people.
He should have just whooped his ass right there, but nah. He wanted to destroy him.
Yeah.
He wanted to let him know who the master was.
He should have killed him immediately.
And that was his downfall.
Because when you drown in somebody, that gives them time to reflect on their life.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he fucked up. Because I would have killed that nigga immediately.
Yeah, because he had to go, like, when he was reflecting on his life, he went back to, like, his training.
And then the music came on.
And stuff like that.
The last dragon. If there is one thing. And then his master came
with that knowledge. Dropped that knowledge on him.
All his wounds are healed when he pulled him out.
For real.
It was like
Wolverine came up out the water.
That's for real. I'm going to ask you one more time, Leroy. Who's the one and only master? I am. That nigga was serious, too. He's, like, shaking. Just laughing.
And then he tried to push his head back in and it wouldn't move.
Like Leroy went
psychotic.
Wouldn't
go nowhere.
Leroy went psychotic. He was like, I am. looking at him, I was like, are you serious? Destroyed Shownuff. With a thunderous dragon kick from Bruce Lee.
All right, Leroy.
I got to say
who's
that.
The one and only master?
We're taking so much time on this. I love this movie, though.
Oh, man. It's a beautiful
But go ahead.
Movie. Let's hit the soundtrack real quick.
Amazing.
That beautiful soundtrack.
One of the greatest.
With the bars.
Yes. That was one of the best songs ever. Okay. I love 80s music. That soundtrack is definitive for me. It's like the definitive 80s
it
soundtrack.
It really is. It takes you through the 80s.
Yeah.
Like that was, yeah. That's because
it
the
hits
80s
you
right
with
there.
Every genre of 80s music. You got new wave on there. You got some pop. You got Stevie Wonder's on there talking about his upset stomach. You got Laura Charles on there singing Vanity. She can't really sing, but
she's
taking us to seventh heaven. I want to go with her.
That's all you need.
That's all I need. It's delicious.
Get to seventh heaven. You even got Smokey Robinson on that.
Yeah, Smokey Robinson sang a love ballad on there.
Yep.
When you please me. I thought that was Michael Jackson at first. That was funny when I was younger. But yeah, the soundtrack is amazing.
Because Berry Gordy was not working with the Jacksons at the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only reason there's no Jackson on that.
But it was everybody else that was on Motown.
Yeah. Because the Jacksons and the Gordys had they fallen out right before this movie happened.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
But the soundtrack was fucked up because certain songs weren't on there.
Yeah,
and
it
you'll
was
find them on,
some songs.
It depends. Like, some people will find them, but you'll have
and
to, like,
you'll find
you
got to,
like,
other
clip
albums.
Them from the show.
Yeah.
I'm from the movie.
Yeah. Like, Sukiyaki Hakusaki Sue wasn't on
there. Yeah, I wanted that one to be on there.
That everybody loves that song.
Sukiyaki Hakusaki Sue.
It's so racist.
You suck it to me.
I suck it to you.
That's why it was.
It is super racist. But this was the '80s. You could get away with shit like
there
that.
There was a lot of racist things in this movie,
man.
And very cliche.
It was.
But
it was great.
It was a great movie.
And so apparently there's rumors that Tymok is creating a movie that's slated for 2017 called Enter the Fist, The Legacy of the Dragon.
Yeah. He wrote the sequel for The Last Dragon years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But
mind you, this dude is 50 years old and looks the same as he does from...
Black Don't Crack.
You know, he got baby jeans, man. Like,
he do, though. He really do.
It's ridiculous, but yeah.
But he's supposed to be playing the dragon, so... Oh, he's got some people lined up. God damn, Nate.
Close the
your
door
neighbors
real quick.
Are loud. I guess that's part of life. What can I do?
I mean, they're Mexican. What can you do?
Damn, that's racist. Good
I'm sorry.
Mexican.
Hey, I'm 25%. Remember, I can say that.
I mean, I feel like you're a white person right now.
I will cut
being
you.
Like
don't
white.
You ever insult me.
Being like, yes, that's my father. My father's black. Remind you of anybody? All right,
I'm back. What I miss?
Nothing.
Actually, speaking of which, that is actually a good segue into... Because we do need to move on.
Yeah.
So let's use that segue. Because does that remind you of anybody, Larry? Anybody at all?
Who?
Anybody?
Who?
Anybody? That
Bruce
that
Leroy?
Would say, oh, yes, that is my father. My father's black.
My father's black. Dynamite?
I. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Before we move on. Charlie.
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight? Bruce Leroy? Or Black Dynamite?
Black Dynamite.
That nigga didn't even hesitate.
Oh, my God. He would beat his ass. He would run away from the other side of the room. He'd pop up in front of him, beat his ass again. Bruce Leroy would run away to the other side of the room. He'd be right in front of him.
Black Dynamite was born with the glow, unfortunately.
Black Dynamite does not have the glow, though.
Yeah, the glow is a wild card, you know?
Yeah, you got to realize that there is never electricity popping off of people when Black Dynamite hits them.
But Black Dynamite doesn't seem like he could die for some reason. Like, yeah, people shot this man, thrown him off of buildings. They've done everything to Black Dynamite.
Out of a helicopter, okay?
Yeah. you can't kill Black Dynamite for some reason.
I think him while he's doing his kung fu.
I think, yeah. You'll have to distract Black Dynamite to take him out, probably.
Oh, wow.
But he said...
He's easily distracted, though.
He is, but he's like a
like them
Terminator almost. Like it's hard to kill this dude.
Now,
and I'm trying to think. Go ahead.
I do feel like it's a little bit unfair because we have not seen The Last Dragon on
like
Adult Swim yet.
Yeah. We didn't see the after effects of
Yeah,
because
I
happened.
Feel like if we seen The Last Dragon on Adult Swim... Bruce Leroy would have a
probably
little
mastered
more,
it by,
yeah,
yeah.
He'd have a lot more to go with than what we're giving him right now.
Mind you, he caught a bullet with his teeth. So
yes, he did.
So
Black Dynamite's only caught a bullet with his body.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
and it hurt like hell.
I don't think they would have to go hand to hand.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they
but
would.
But Black Dynamite's brutal as fuck, though. I'm trying to think because I love Bruce Leroy, but I don't know. Like, Black Dynamite hasn't... I haven't seen any weakness in Black Dynamite.
I feel like we got to go with just the movie Black Dynamite and not...
The movie?
The animated Black Dynamite.
Even the movie, he was
same.
Going through
oh,
everybody.
Oh, he was beasting in the movie.
Yeah, he was going through everybody in the movie.
It's the same, though.
Yeah, it's pretty
same
much
Black
the same
Dynamite.
Thing.
The
yeah.
Kung Fu treachery.
Yeah, the only way I probably take out his orphanage with all his kids. That's the only way to beat Black Dynamite. I think Shonuff could beat him, though.
Beat Black Dynamite?
I think he can. He'll rip his...
Yeah.
No, he'll die. He would die.
Yeah. Shonuff is just kung fu treachery.
Yeah, he is.
Black Dynamite goes...
He don't go
kung
for
fu treachery. Like,
he would work with Dr. Wu. He was probably trained by a fiendish Dr. Wu. I wouldn't
oh,
die.
God. The fiendish Dr. Wu.
That's exactly what he
But that would be a good episode of Epic Rap Battle. Shonuff versus Black Dynamite.
That should be.
Epic Rap Battle?
Yeah.
I want to see that on Screw Attack.
Yeah, they wouldn't even. Yeah, Screw Attack would probably do it, but I don't think Epic
on
Rap
Death Battle.
White people wouldn't know who those two characters are. Nah. Terrible people.
Death Battle would be cool, though.
Yeah, a Death Battle would be great. You hear that, Screw Attack?
Yes.
Let's see that happen.
Give us money.
So, I want to know something.
Yes.
I want to know
mm-hmm.
who is Uncle Charlie?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? Where do you come from? Where were you born? In what time period?
Well, I don't know. I was so young. You know what I mean? I was a baby then, so I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember? Where are you from?
I was too young. I'm from Los Angeles, South Central.
From South Central, LA.
I thought you were up in San Francisco.
Fuck no. I thought you were from Sacramento. No, I went to Sacramento visiting with my uncle.
I thought you moved to LA because of E3.
Nah, I came back to LA because of E3.
So where were you before LA?
I mean, I was always in LA. Then when I was went to high school.
Wait. Let's start from the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Los Angeles, California.
And then what happened?
Dominguez Valley Hospital. Then some stuff happened.
Okay, what kind of stuff?
Well, for every year I moved around, right? And I'm like,
why did you move every year?
I don't know. I think my parents were like freaking running from the law or something. But then some things happened to me in the past couple of weeks to where I had a new appreciation of some of the things they went through because they never owned a house. They always rented throughout, you know. So maybe they had to move because, you know, they had two kids and everything. And
how many of you were there?
It was me and my brother.
Okay.
My stepbrother and my sister were like out of the question by then. But I was saying maybe that they didn't have enough money, like they kept raising the rent on them.
I feel like with every answer he gives me more questions.
Mind you, this is my cousin. I don't know any of this shit. I'm not lying.
Every answer he's giving me is just giving me more questions.
Because this happened before you were born.
I know, but you answer like he answered.
It's an enigma.
Where you were, and then you moved, and then your stepbrother and your stepsister were out of the question by then.
Yeah.
And yet,
what?
Okay, so you were born in L.A.
Yeah,
and then you had 6 years before you started elementary school. What happened in those 6 years?
Well, real quick, the two-sentence version. When I was two, I almost drowned. I saw my mom have lesbianic sex with another woman while I was watching Pippi Longstocking. What else? Oh, yeah, I saw my dad almost kill somebody and freaking beat up a cop.
Now, those are the first 6 years of your life.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that 6 years, where were you living?
Inglewood.
Inglewood.
Yeah.
All right. And how long were you living in Inglewood?
I was living in Inglewood for like a year before we had to move.
And then where'd you move to?
91st Normandy.
Damn.
Good shit.
And were you going to school at this time? Did you have to switch schools?
Yeah. Every year I went to a different school.
For elementary and middle school?
Yes.
All the way up to high school? Or how long?
But mind you, I got pretty much kicked out of every school in Los Angeles.
What were you doing?
For fighting.
Oh, God.
Like, okay, I was the smallest, skinniest kid, like, in school, every school I went to. So I got picked on constantly, but I didn't like fighting. But then, like, something changed in me, and I broke this guy's nose, and it felt so good.
How old were you at this time?
I was in the third grade. I remember it like it was Tracy. Tracy.
Damn.
We were in the lunch line. I was going to Woodworth over in Inglewood off of a prairie, and he was sitting there, punching me in the back of the head, like, you know, just fucking with me, right?
Yeah.
While we were in the back
Everybody
of the line.
Knows that nigga.
And then I just like was like started shaking, and the evilness was charging like Dragon Ball Z. And I just said, I charged my chi and everything
Shit.
I had. I hit him right in the middle of his nose.
Yeah.
It just everything was moving in slow motion. It just shattered, and the blood just splurted out up to the wall. And everybody was looking at me like, and the chief was looking at me like, and it just felt so good. And Tracy looked at me like, who is this, right?
Damn.
Because Tracy had been picking on me for a solid year before I just loked up on him, right? And you know what he did?
Mm.
He smiled. He did.
Mm.
And after that, we hooked up together, and we basically ran school. I'm talking about taking fools' lunch money, shaking fools
it's a
down,
nigga. It's a nigga.
Making out with girls behind the bathroom. Man, we was doing it big, homie. We was doing it big.
You a bully?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You hit the bully back and became the other bully.
I was not a bully.
Became head bully.
He became co-bully because it sounds like he was learning.
Yeah. Like the assistant pimp.
He became the bully's apprentice.
You're ridiculous.
So after this elementary school, where'd you go after that?
Let's see. I went to like various high schools. Like I said, I went.
Where were you going to high school?
Like I went to
in L.A. and another.
Yeah, I went to Bret Hart. I went to Charles Drew.
I've never heard of Bret Hart.
I've never
heard of Bret Hart unless they talk about WWF.
Nine Deuce Hoover. homie. Let's put a deuce in the Hoover. That's why you ain't never heard of it.
First of all, I lived over there, but I ain't never heard of it.
Okay, yeah, it's on 92nd and Hoover, and it's like one of the best, worst schools ever. It's a college preparatory school.
Oh, probably not there anymore.
Yeah, and they have like really good programs. It's just so many good Negroes live over there.
I mean, it is South Central.
Yeah.
I was fighting like every freak for the whole year. Everything was cool, right? But the second year, like the
your freshman year was cool.
Yeah, then when
and
I
your sophomore year.
Yeah, when I went my seventh grade was cool, but when I went to the eighth grade.
Oh, we talking junior high.
People like the kids that like you know like before I was cool with, they came back and they were Hoover now. They were Hoover Grooves. So there was gang banging, and so like it was just horrible. The most horrible environment. Across the street from my school is a funeral home. It's still there on Vermont and 91st Street.
They used to
sell PCP up out of that mortuary because it ain't nothing but the bombing fluid.
Yeah.
So they just used to run it up out of there.
Shit.
Yeah. One of my homeboys, he was a good friend of mine when I was walking to school. He got shot in the head with a freaking shotgun. Almost at point blank range when I was walking to school. So it was his head just completely blown off. I thought I was.
That shit sounds horrible.
Yeah, I thought I was shot for a minute there, but you know, it was like I wasn't. He was, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a horrible environment to grow up in.
So then did you graduate from there or did you move someplace else?
I moved someplace else.
Where'd you move to?
I moved to 76 and Compton.
When was this?
Nigga just got went to hoodier hood.
Yeah, this is
deeper hood.
This is when I was in ninth grade. I went to Charles Drew, and then they found out that I was on the other side. I lived on the other side of 76, so I don't think
your parents could have made worse choices to move to from where they were going.
It was like I said. I think that was the only places they could afford. You know,
they was just going down the scale. That sucks, dude.
Yeah, I know. But, so I stayed there, and then I graduated from Edison, and I went to Fremont, right? And I got kicked out of Fremont for almost beating this guy to death because I was walking with my girlfriend, Charisse, and because we both had glasses on. She was in band class. I wasn't. And I was like a young tiger.
Now, at this point in your life, because I know you wasn't tall, but – Was you still stocky?
No.
Or was you skinny?
I was super skinny. Like I was 5 foot barely and 100 pounds. So it was like I beat this kid half to death for calling me and my girlfriend nerds. So it damn near started a race war. so I basically
was it a white kid or something?
No, he's Mexican.
Oh yeah, that'll start a race war.
Yeah, so it was like by that time in Fremont, it was half and half black people, half Mexicans. It was 50% totally, and like one half of the quad was nothing but black people, and the other half of the quad was nothing but Mexicans.
Oh yeah,
and it was like split exactly in half.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so I had to go. And by that point, we was like, well, there's no place else for you to go because they were either going to send me to Jefferson. And people from my neighborhood that got sent to Jefferson didn't come back alive.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, I opted to go to my uncle in Sacramento.
So, that's when you moved. So, how old were you? Or what year?
I was, this was 90. This was after the riots.
Okay.
Immediately after the riots.
All right.
Like, I had to get up out of
here. Yo, I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. Damn. You couldn't even enjoy the riots, homie?
I was a third.
For real?
I couldn't
enjoy.
Like,
I was behind that bullshit. That was horrible.
Dude, I was trying to walk up the street to my kindergarten. My parents were like, oh, hell no.
Me and my stepbrother, Big Nasty, we was going around and we were taking, I don't know why, but video cameras out of liquor store.
Nasty would do that.
Yeah, we had like 20, a box of 20 video
Big
cameras.
Big Nasty.
Goddamn.
It was crazy.
Big Nasty.
I already know. His name's Big Nasty. You don't have to tell me nothing else, Larry. I got you. I got it. I figured it out.
I love that nigga, but he crazy.
He had clothes for days.
God
oh
damn.
My God. I had fits for like 5 years after
that. Was
that.
His lick buddy. Like this nigga and him and Big Nasty would disappear and come back with all kind of stupid shit, like trench coats and
oh God.
All kind of, yeah, go ahead.
So all right, so after the riots, you went up to SAC.
Yeah. SAC was whack.
There's nothing to do up there.
No, it's absolutely nothing but go to the Arden Mall, the Florin Mall, the
you could go
Holla
at Girls. You could go to a Kings game.
Yeah, but no.
Sacramento Queens.
It was too expensive.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, it was like more, I was like skateboarding hardcore back then. Mm-hmm. So just doing nothing, getting in a lot of trouble. I had to get back to LA though, cause I finished out of school and I wanted to come back to college, right? So I came and moved back here with my uncle Stick. And
this dude that lived in the RV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how long were you in SAC altogether?
Like a good year or two.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like, but I had to get up out of there.
And then you came back here for E3.
Yeah, yeah, because I heard rumors about E3, right? Uh-huh. And I was like, what is this? You know, Electronic Expo 3? And I'm like, you know, all the new video games and electronics and just everything, right? And I was like, I got to get down there. Where is it? Like, it's in Los Angeles. I'm like, I just moved out of Los Angeles. The convention center. What is this? I got to get back. So I bought a car for $500.
For E3?
Yeah.
You sicking me.
And
go ahead.
I transferred my job at Taco Bell, actually.
Oh, you're working at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Working at Taco Bell?
I was working at Taco Bell for like freaking 5 or 6
years.
Oh,
my God. That must have been hell.
This nigga talk about
it
taco
was
salad.
Oh, my God, dude. I still know how to make Taco Bell meat.
You call it meat?
Yeah. The food, like I made tacos for my brother. I made tacos for you.
Yeah. They did taste like Taco Bell tacos.
Exactly.
That don't mean they were good, nigga. That was Taco Bell.
Wait, you made Taco Bell meat at home?
Yes.
Can you give me a real quick synopsis on how to make Taco Bell meat?
Okay, first you got to get ground beef and you got to get some paprika, some chili powder, some black pepper, and a little bit of salt and mix them all together. And I think it's a certain kind of chili sauce, though. It's, you know, the Mexican seasonings.
Yeah, just give me the quick one.
Yeah, that's
quick
it.
Version. Okay.
It's the Mexican chili
and
sauce.
And then
that
you put it in a blender until it's mush.
No, you don't. You boil it all together until it's mush. That's it. You boil it for like a freaking 30 minutes. Like put it in water until it's like almost submerged, the ground beef, and you just keep stirring it.
That's ridiculous. That's why I do not like Taco Bell.
Yeah, because awesome. they can't call it meat or something like that nowadays. I don't know, but it's
meat water.
Like,
it's meat slushy.
So you just drown it in water and stir it.
Yes.
Until what happens?
Until the water evaporates.
And then you put it in a taco.
Yeah.
Okay.
A hard chill.
All right. So you came back to LA. You transferred your Taco Bell employership.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what happened while you were here?
Oh, greatness, epicness. I turned my car, which was I was turning into a lowrider at the time. I turned into a drag racer because I found out that it had 400 horsepower.
What kind of car?
It was an Oldsmobile Delta 88.
All right.
Yeah. So I went from riding low to freaking racing Honda Civics and Mustangs and beating them.
Damn.
Yeah. It was awesome.
You waste money on cars. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's all right. That's life.
Dude, I could just go on a whole episode on the different cars.
You was drag racing. Yeah. You was failing at getting into E3.
Yeah.
And you were going to school?
Yeah. I started going to Southwest.
Okay.
Yeah, which Larry at the time, I didn't know he was going to Southwest. Yeah. I thought this fool was still in high school.
I was.
No, you were not in high school. You was in Southwest.
No, but
you could do both,
I was at
Charlie.
School.
You could do both.
Yeah,
I was homeschooled.
I didn't know that. If you could tell me when I was in high school that I could go to college at the same time, I would have never went.
I was running the Southwest College computer lab, English computer lab.
Yeah, which was awesome.
I was like so 16 or 15 or 16.
Yeah. Like,
so you was out Southwest. What were you doing at Southwest?
Nothing.
Pretty much nothing.
He would come in my computer lab and he's building the Sailor Moon fan site.
I was. It was
no
the
bullshit.
Best
Sailor
Moon fan site ever.
Tuxedo
mask. Yes.
Yes.
No. It was
Serena.
Sailor. Jupiter.
The green one.
One.
Yeah.
Okay.
He loved
her. I'll give you
posters of her.
Oh my God.
I'll give you pass.
Like, yeah. But I had a gym membership at Southwest, and that's where I met all the Lakers because I used to go to the gym.
Yeah, they
and
used to
I
go
used to
up
come
there.
Out. They used to go in. I'm like, what? Yeah. What is this, Phil Jackson?
He got me kicked out. He got me fired from my job.
Who, Phil Jackson?
This nigga.
Oh, you're talking about the teacher?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. So the teacher who was my boss found out that this fool was in there like downloading stuff, and he didn't put any viruses on there.
No, but I had a Merc / BitTorrent. File sharing site through every computer in Southwest because I had like a little percent of it and I had them networked together so it'd be all one whole.
Yeah.
But I had it to where you wouldn't know. but they found out because the network traffic at night, nobody was at the school.
Oh, you didn't shut it off at night?
No.
Oh.
That was the best time because it was so fast.
Yeah,
then.
That's true.
Well,
though.
I had to leave everything on. So I'm basically maintaining all the computers.
And at that time, I was in charge of the physics lab, too.
Why were they putting you
people in charge of shit?
First of all, I was great at my job, thank you.
Obviously, because you got fired.
No.
I'm just talking shit, Larry.
No.
Relax.
No. Actually, I was so good. I talked my way through the whole I got a semester and a half at that English lab getting paid for as a 15-year, like $300 a week. Mm-hmm. I was balling.
Yeah, this was the 90s money, yeah. Which was like $500 a week today.
I would just get this nigga money. Just hand it to him.
Yeah, he would.
Like, get out of my face.
It was awesome. I'll go buy a beer and hookers.
Oh, he's disgusting.
All right, so Southwest, were you studying something or were you just fucking around there?
Oh, I was studying computer science.
Okay.
And then one day, my professor, Professor Jordan, no relation, he came in and he's like, he came in the English lab because his office was right across the street. He looked at me and said, "Hey, you, how would you like to work for NASA?"
He's full of shit.
No.
He came in there because of me, thank you, because I was already in the program.
You were there too? That's right. I was
the first one in the program.
Because y'all was supposed to have the meeting that day, but somebody canceled. And so he looked at me and was like, "How would you like to be in the program?" I was like, "Who do I have to kill?"
Yeah, intern. NASA, yeah.
Straight up, just going to kill somebody over that shit?
Yeah, that's how I started working with NASA and JPL.
That shit was amazing.
That was the best years of my life.
So, all right. So after computer science at Southwest, then you got a job at NASA?
Yeah.
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 Doing what?
Astronomy.
How?
Like I said, Professor Jordan asked me if I wanted a job, and he introduced me to a lot of the professors and stuff that worked at
scientists
that worked at NASA, like Stephen Gillum, who actually runs the Cassini program right now.
Oh, he's still running?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's still doing it last time I checked. And, Neil Anderson, who was running a Javian seismology experiment.
That was my man.
Oh, my. It was like just my dream job. I always wanted to do that ever since I was little, and I got to do it. It was amazing.
We had teams. They gave us teams of people to run.
Because when we first came in, they came as one thing Steven said about me and Larry was that when we came in, we both were like students, and we didn't know anything. Uh-huh. And you said within less than 6 months, we were peers.
All
right. We stopped being students then.
That's why he could cuss me out.
So,
and I got
so how long were you guys there?
Larry, he was there for, we were there for 2 or 3 years.
No,
I was there for five.
You were there for five years.
Yeah, I took the maximum amount of time that I could take because I was actually working on a project to help find out how old the universe was.
Mm-hmm.
And, after I ended.
What did you find out?
Oh, the universe is 16.3 billion years old, give or take a billion.
That's it?
But we did it with so precision, and we did it on a shoestring budget, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we did. We look like
Has that been disproven or proven correct since?
Yeah, it's been.
It's more accurate
proven,
now.
Yeah.
They're down to the
two. Because, the Hubble constant, it needed to be calculated in order to find that, and we found out what the Hubble constant is thanks to the Hubble Space Observatory. So
I did the first part of that. And then me and his mentor got into it, and I went back to my old mentor and was doing Jupiter.
Larry got put in the doghouse.
No, I actually got
All right, so at the end of this 5 years with NASA, what brought your NASA time to an end?
Well, I was, by that time, I was living with my uncle. A bunch of things happened. We were living in a house that we were renting, and they sold the house, but they didn't tell us.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
So
I
we
was there that day.
The police knocked at the door and just told us to get evicted.
Oh, they sent you. That's fucked up.
Yeah, because the bank owned how long the bank's owned the house for a year. I'm like, a year? We've been paying rent for past 6 months.
You can did you guys sue for that? Did you guys
sue who?
The former owner.
Yeah, they were gone. They were in the wind.
Where were your checks going?
No, they would come by every month to pick up the money.
Oh, they picked it up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah.
I was there when the police came, and I went to
God
the door,
damn.
And he was like, "Are you the resident of this house?" I was like, and then Charles is hiding on the side. He was like, "Come here." I was like, "What?" He was like, "Don't let them know you're here." I was like, "Nigga, they just saw me in the door." I can't help. Go to the door. They're going to kill him. Go ahead.
So after that, you know, I was moving from place to place to place. I lived with Larry for a little while, then my other cousin David for a little while. And basically, I was in the computer lab one day. I was at the unemployment office looking on the computer, looking for a job. Every job that I wanted to and applied for, it was the Marine Corps. It was like the number one thing on the list for applying for that job. And it got me thinking.
What kind of jobs were you looking at?
I was looking at computer jobs. I was looking at clerical jobs. I was looking at security jobs. Uh-huh. Everything. It was Marine Corps. And I was thinking, why don't I join the Marine Corps? That's when I first started thinking of it. Then we invaded Iraq and went to war.
As soon as he joined.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I gotta join now. I walked it.
You wanted to get to Iraq.
The same day we invaded Iraq, right? Uh-huh. I walked into the recruiter's office and was like, excuse me, sir, but how fast can you get me to Iraq? He looked at me and was like, well, that was easy.
I cursed him out that day. I was like, you were stupid as fuck.
Less than a year, I was in Iraq shooting that freaking sand niggers.
You racist mother. First of all, this nigga caught pneumonia and almost died.
I had pneumonia for like 6 months.
Damn. So how long were you in?
I was in for, 8 years?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I got out in 2012, 2011.
So what can you tell me about it? What's not classified?
Okay, I went to, like, besides shooting people and getting shot at and getting blown up, that's only a small part of it. I went to Hurricane Katrina, help evacuate people from the Superdome, clear out bodies that were floating down the street and stuff like that. I helped feed and clothe those people. I went to Lebanon to help evacuate over 100,000 American citizens from Beirut. Yeah, I did a lot. I've been to almost 10 countries. England, freaking Germany, Italy, France,
I like when you went
Lebanon,
to
Cyprus, Jordan, Egypt. Floating through the Egyptian canals, I mean, the Suez Canal was a trip, man. You like see both sides and it kind of reaches out. You like see camels like on the side of the Suez Canal. I'm not dying.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But you know, other than that, I've seen. You know, when we were in Iraq, you know, I thought everybody's gonna hate us there. You know what I'm saying? But when it's like we were on patrol in a village one day, and some dudes came up to us, and they said it was honor for the Marines to be in their village, and they invited us to his daughter's wedding. They slaughtered a cow for us. They came, fed us. We, you know, partied and danced all night and stuff. It was freaking awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So after the Marines was done, then what happened to you? Did you have PTSD?
No, I had PTSD before I went to Marine Corps. Okay. I told you, I freaking got kicked out of every high school.
He beat up a bus.
Every school. So
we heard that story.
That was before I joined the Marine Corps.
That was before you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So after you left, what happened to you?
Well, I basically joined security. Uh-huh. So I had like several security jobs. And right now, I'm not even working security no more. I'm working at the train yards.
The train yard.
Yeah, doing data entry work.
Oh, okay.
Where's my job?
It's on Washington and Atlantic.
Can you give me a job?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
You don't know the HR
job,
people?
They don't.
I got him job.
They don't hire Negroes. I'm sorry.
So what would you call yourself?
Cablo Asian, Demian Tucker Woods.
What are you? a ruckus with Rivilago? Yeah, some of that Rivilago. Speaking of Rivilago, Larry, do you have anything to say?
First of all, Charles Jordan is crazy. Oh, yes. In the news.
But speaking of Rivilago,
how dare you?
Rachel Dolezal.
Nice.
Rachel Dolezal with her beautiful hair.
Again,
I love her.
We all know
awesome
who she
person.
Is. She's the former head of the NAACP.
She's that lady
president.
With Vilago.
Yes. She's a white woman who's posing as a black woman. Well, she can't find a job, so she's braiding hair and doing weaves for a living now.
Are you
awesome.
Kidding?
No bullshit.
She got a job at a salon?
So, okay, before the NAACP, she was she taught a class on politics and black hair.
A school teacher?
What?
Yeah, she was a professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Eastern Washington University.
Did she teach like African American history?
Yeah, she taught African American history, African American politics.
There's
and the history of black hair. They refused to.
The history of black hair?
Yeah, there's a couple of courses about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a major.
Okay.
But the thing is, they won't take her back after the scandal. So she's been reduced to braiding hair and doing weaves to sustain her lifestyle.
Nice. So she's a hairstylist.
Yes.
She has a salon?
I mean, look at her hair. She does her own hair.
Yeah. Have you seen her hair in the past, like when she was doing a bikini model or something like that?
Yes, yeah.
She's always had awesome hair. She does it herself.
That's crazy. Because her hair does look like a black woman's hair.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It's trippy.
I want to pull it.
She's had cornrows before.
She had. Yeah, there's some cornrows. Next, Marvel has done something great. And it's all thanks to the new editor-in-chief over there. I forget his name. Alex Alonso, I believe. He's a big hip-hop fan.
Uh-huh.
So they've been doing variant covers on classic hip-hop covers with all the Marvel characters, and they're amazing. Hold on.
So wait a minute. Was that a Deadpool?
You got MC Spider and Deadpool paid in full.
Eric B. and Rakim.
Yeah, EPMD.
You got
De La Soul.
You got A Tribe Called Quest. Amazing Spider-Man. That's amazing, isn't it?
Awesome.
Ant-Man Ready to Die, but it's called Ready to Shrink. You got Doctor Strange,
the Chronic,
the Mystic is called.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. You got
De
La Soul. Yeah, I'm going to get to that one. Hold up. There's X-Men. Yeah, it's X-Men. It's De La Soul.
Beast and who? Is that?
I don't know.
Is that Jean Grey?
That's Jean. That's Jean. Her hair is red.
I think that's Phoenix.
Yeah, Howard the Duck. Oh, Dirty Bastard.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's perfect.
That is amazing. The Wu-Tang ones are good, too. Here's Iron Man, basically. Wu-Tang Clan. What's his name?
Oh, the Iron Lung.
The Iron Fist?
Fist. Raekwon. Raekwon. That's Ghostface Killer.
Ghostface.
That's my favorite Wu-Tang member. What the hell is wrong with me? Enter the Squad.
That's dope.
That's amazing.
I like that one.
The Wu-Tang covers are the best. Oh, yeah. Squirrel Girl, Wolf, Tyler the Creator.
Squirrel Girl,
amazing.
Man.
Squirrel Girl is the most powerful character in Marvel comic history.
And she's horrible.
Because you know how that happened, dude?
Yeah,
the writer got lucky and was able to get rights to write with her and just wrote this unretconnable story about her killing Thanos. Shit's hilarious, dude.
But he got the idea because he's an otaku, right?
Yeah.
So he was like, if I was ever to do like a Japanese anime character, I would do a girl that's like half squirrel and has the powers of a squirrel.
Oh, no, that's not how she became the most powerful. That's just how she got created.
Yeah, the how she became most powerful.
The most powerful because he wrote that she killed Thanos and then the Watcher. They zoom to the Watcher. He confirms that it's not a body double. It's not a clone. It's not a robot. It is the original Thanos.
Yeah.
That shit was just fucked up.
Also, we last week at Comic-Con.
Oh, we're moving on already? All right.
Yes. Okay. We had two trailers that took the world by storm, which I've been waiting for, actually. We had the Batman v Superman trailer, and we had the Suicide Squad trailer.
Now, see, I've resigned to not watching trailers for movies that I want to see.
Yeah, because
I'll watch a teaser.
Okay.
I'll watch a teaser.
Uh-huh.
And I'll watch maybe a trailer to a movie I'm not sure if I want to see.
Okay.
But once I know I'm going to see a movie, I stop watching the trailer.
Okay, I could work with that.
And the reason I started watching trailers again because I have short-term memory loss. So by the time the movie comes around, I will have forgotten everything about the movie.
You saw it, though.
I did.
You've seen both of them.
Yes.
Okay, Batman, Superman, what did you think?
I was actually impressed.
Man.
I don't like Ben Affleck's portrayal of Batman. I still don't know how they're going to mix in Wonder Woman in with the whole thing.
Now, I will say I did see the trailer for Batman versus Superman because I wasn't sure if I was going to see it until I saw that trailer.
What do you think?
That trailer convinced me, okay, I'm going to check this movie out.
What do you think about Ben Affleck's?
Now, I have... a couple of good things and a couple of bad things about
okay.
this movie
I
feel. Number one,
yes,
Batman has a kryptonite-lined suit.
Yes.
He's going to get cancer next week. Because that's what happens
well,
to Lex.
Yeah. The exposure. That Lex was over years, though, holding had having kryptonite lines.
Yeah, he had... No, he had, like... He's got literally a kryptonite line suit. I don't
know.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We'll see what happens there. Number two, the Superman cops. What the fuck is that?
Okay, they were in the comic books, too.
They were, but he was bad
Superman.
And
they
Superman,
were in the animated series.
I'm anxious to see how that plays out. I'm thinking Lex is going to twist that to make it look like he has a force. But, okay, from...
The Superman cops, I'm not digging.
Yeah, okay.
But
on the good side, I like the Wayne Tower destruction.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Bruce Wayne was in Metropolis the day
that
Zod hit.
Cool.
Yeah, and the building where Zod
was
going crazy. Yes.
And some fans have tracked it back to the movie and checked, and it was Zod that hit the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit Wayne Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, and Batman, everybody else is running away from the debris that's falling from this building.
He's running
Batman
toward
is
it.
Running in it.
And it was like September 11th
yeah.
times 100.
It really was.
It was rough. And he's getting like death threats and letters saying you let your family die and shit. I can dig that. That caught my interest.
You didn't check the handwriting on that note?
Oh, that was Joker.
Yes.
Oh, no doubt. But I'm just saying.
Oh, on the suit. That suit. The Joker wrote, the joke's on you. The suit was Robin's suit. So my theory is this. Batman's been retired for a while. He's out the game after Jason Todd died by the hands of the Joker. He's in Metropolis when Wayne Tower fell, when Zod hit, and he's just, I'm going to get super. He's blaming Superman for this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on and it looks like Joker is making it worse.
I feel like Batman's just quoting Kanye and saying no one man should have all that power.
But it's like Joker is sitting there instigating.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Like Jay-Z.
So is Joker is Joker really gonna be in this movie?
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna be in the Suicide Squad.
He's gonna be in both. The Suicide Squad.
And Batman's in, and they even show a glimpse of Batman.
And then Batman's just gonna be like Nas and just say fuck Jay-Z.
Did y'all see the crazy fan theory on the Joker's origin for
they
the movie?
They saying that they're the crazy. It's plausible,
it's
mind
so
you.
It's so plausible. What? I'm like
that the Joker could be Jason Todd. I'm like okay. That's plausible in this.
All right.
Because if you look at, you know, Jason Leto's portrayal of the Joker, he is kind of young to be the Joker.
Yeah.
Compared to Batman, who's probably in his mid-40s.
If you go by Jason Todd, the Red Hood, Jason Todd has taken Joker's persona a couple of times.
That's true.
And the Red Hood was Joker's persona.
Allegedly.
Todd even took the Joker persona in Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
That was Batman Beyond.
Actually, that was Tim, but that was based off of Jason. You're right.
Yeah.
But, so from seeing the trailer, it got me super hyped because Zack Snyder is a hit and miss. Like, mind you, every Zack Snyder film, gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I loved, what's the name? I forget that
movie. Watchmen?
Yes, Watchmen, thank you.
I love Watchmen, too. I love Man of Steel, but the problem with both of those movies are pacing problems. Mm. That's the only thing I have a problem with. And plus, in Watchmen, Silk Spectre couldn't act.
She could not. That's worth a dime.
She was horrible.
She was a bit
not convincing at all.
I mean, the movie, Watchmen was cool, but like overall, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I think it was Watchmen for Dummies. It's people that haven't really read the book.
But there was so much depth to the Watchmen graphic novel.
Yeah,
yeah.
That of course
you couldn't encompass that in 3 hours.
But we talked about that.
But yeah, okay. So Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
You didn't see that, right?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay.
One. I'm pretty much probably going to see the movie.
You need to see the movie.
I was shocked and amazed at like what was going to, because I didn't like a couple of the characters, like the way they looked, and they brought back the slutty Harlequin from the video games and not
the new 52
animated series. Yeah. And it's new 52 Harley. I don't want new 52 Harley.
But okay.
And
yeah, I do miss my fully clothed Harley
classic,
with her little
the leotard.
That shit was cool, man.
And like some of the characters are like spot on, but some like Katana actually looks better in the movie than she does in the comic book.
I agree with that, but Enchantress I think looks better as well. Basically, the movie is still in
Katana's on the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I think she's gonna be working for Waller. She's not.
Oh, I
she's
guess
not
that, a, that would kind of.
But
sense.
But no, I want an Enchantress's hat.
Oh, you she want has, that? That wouldn't
yeah,
that, be.
Yes, the hat
plausible.
Is pimp.
And then isn't what's his name from Terminator gonna be Captain Boomerang?
Who? Oh, Jai Courtney is Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
know.
Hates Jai Courtney.
I don't know, man. He looks like I had hopes for him until Terminator.
The little
like everything I liked about Terminator had nothing to do with
him. A little snippet of it. I was like, oh, he could be Captain Boomerang, but it opens up, mind you. Suicide Squad is still in production,
mm-hmm.
so they just gave us whatever they filmed right now. It starts off with Amanda the Wall Waller, one of my favorite comic book. People ever
being portrayed by who?
Viola Davis.
Yes,
perfect choice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She's sitting there eating a big ass steak, talking to General Eiling and a couple of government officials.
Fucking
about
Eiling, man.
Eiling's the ass.
I kicked that dude in the
teeth. I hate him. She's basically explaining that she has all these super villains locked
that,
up.
That Batman helped capture.
She threw him in a hole, and then threw that hole in the hole. She said. So basically, we already know the story of the Suicide Squad. Amanda Waller gets the worst villains in DC Comics, and she implants bombs in them mm-hmm. and makes them carry out like dangerous missions where they will not be able to come back from. And if they do come back, they get time off their sentences. So they show us Harley Quinn. Girl looks like she looks just like Harley.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give. True. She doesn't talk like Harley. She doesn't have.
She
that
ain't
New
got
York
the nasally
accent.
New York accent, but no. she still got that goofy.
They couldn't. They
peppiness.
Couldn't get like. I feel like I could go outside and find 100 women that look like Harley Quinn.
But here's
you
the
could
thing.
Take some time and find one that can act and has and can at least put
she's
on the voice.
She's doing the contortionist. That she's yeah. got. It's a hint of the voice. It's but, not too nasally and Bronxy. Go ahead.
But here's the thing.
Yes.
Harley Quinn's portrayal. She's actually the victim in all this.
Yeah.
And you know.
In
the,
this movie or are you talking about in general?
In the movie. In
it
general,
like
she's
it.
Supposed to be an active participant and, you know, sometimes
yeah.
even instigate some of the things she's done.
Like,
in this one, it looks like she's the victim.
I don't like that.
But it looks like all the villains that are under Waller's grasp are the victim.
Oh, you mean the victim of Waller?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
But she, that's what
I'm talking about the victim of Waller, the victim of Joker, the victim of
yeah,
Batman.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about Harley that makes her so cool is that she's not a victim of the Joker.
She
yeah.
was a doctor.
Yeah.
He turned her out.
Yeah.
Like, he talks to her, he twists her mind. After that, she's putting herself there she's mm-hmm. not getting brought in by the Joker
yeah but this movie it made it seem like well, because
I don't want to feel bad for Harley
seen, yeah that's they made well, me in the trailer I
it's
seen,
pretty emotional
I
the
saw,
trailer is pretty like
yeah,
gritty. You could tell it's going to be
Harley.
Gritty as hell
yeah.
They're going to be pushing a R things that I didn't like Will Smith
oh,
was
yeah.
Will Smith
yeah
he wasn't
he, wasn't
he looked like Deadshot but he talked like Will Smith so that's what we are huh. They've been putting us together. We're a Suicide Squad. I'm like, okay, dude, you you are the only A-list actor in this movie. You need to put in, like, everybody else seemed convincing.
Okay,
yeah.
He talked better in that movie he did with his son.
Yeah.
They were on the
he
planet.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
When he was
oh,
crying.
You mean After Earth.
Yeah. He,
oh, that one?
Yeah, because if he brought the After Earth character to the Suicide Squad, because that's how Lawton,
yeah,
he's
that's
a former
true.
Military
that's
guy.
True.
You know?
That would have worked.
But no, he just acted like.
But that's poor coaching.
I think that's bad direction.
Ooh. Actually,
is that
David
is that
Ayer, though? But that's the man that made Training Day. That's the man that made Fury.
No. Day.
That man wrote the script for Training Day.
Yeah. He
did Fury. He made Fury.
Phenomenal.
He's a great director.
Writer.
Director and writer. He's amazing.
Horrible
so,
director.
No, he's not a horrible director. Fury was tight.
Fury was okay.
Fury was okay?
Yeah.
He did
Fury.
With the tanks, with Brad Pitt.
Oh, man. I was like, that. I saw the trailer for that right after I watched Inglourious Basterds, so I was just like, fuck it. I don't want to see another Brad Pitt in a tank movie. But anyways.
But well, let me – I'm going to finish up. My bad. What time are we at?
We got like 8 minutes left.
Okay, let me – I'm going to finish up. Killer Croc looked
actually.
Amazing.
Six and a half. Who?
Killer Croc looked amazing, played by
yeah,
Adebisi. Actually looked scary. El Diablo, they gave us a couple of glimpses of El Diablo.
Yeah, but El Diablo, isn't that the guy that, on the left, all the way to the
yeah,
left?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't, El Diablo doesn't wear a shirt.
What are you talking about?
Like, every time I've seen him in the comic books.
There's three different El Diablos.
Oh, there is?
The first two were good guys. And then the new one that came, I would say, about 2005 or so.
Yeah.
He's pretty bad. He's a pyromaniac, too.
Yeah, but I've never seen, like, he's tatted up, and he's not wearing a shirt.
He's tatted up, too.
Yeah, but
he's a cholo. Like, David Ayer always got to put cholos in his shit, so he's completely cholo. They show a couple glimpses of the Enchantress before she wears the full getup.
Ooh, that's because David Ayer's wife is a chola.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
Maria
it.
Ayer.
They show Slipknot. We already know Slipknot's going
to... Who's that all the way on the end? Next
that's
to Croc.
What I'm saying. That's Slipknot. Slipknot is going to die. Slipknot is like a super low-tier character.
No, next to Croc.
Next to Croc?
Yeah.
That's El Diablo.
Oh, okay.
El Diablo, Will Smith's Deadshot, Harley Quinn, Rick Flagg, played by RoboCop / Eminem. Katana, there's Enchantress, Captain Boomerang, played by Jai Courtney, which
that
I don't...
That Captain Boomerang looks horrible.
He does.
That is not a good-looking Captain Boomerang.
They showed him in the trailer. He looks convincing, but Jai Courtney's acting doesn't convince me of anything. So the trailer ended with a glimpse of Leto's Joker, and he was pretty fucking scary. Like, it shows him...
His look kind of reminds me of the Young Justice look.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It
hey,
does.
Hold on. How can you say David Ayer is a great director? He's only directed like six movies. He directed
Harsh
Times.
Six
Street
movies.
Kings,
they were
End
all
of
good.
Watch,
they were all
Sabotage.
End of Watch was
End of
great.
Watch was amazing.
End of Watch sucked ass. Oh my god. I hated End of Watch. Street
Just
Kings,
because you hated it doesn't mean it wasn't a good movie.
I did like Street Kings. I didn't love it. I liked it. But I wouldn't say he's a great director.
Like,
just
there's
of that.
Plenty of movies out there that I'll say I didn't like, but they were good movies.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was amazing anyway. But yeah, they give you a glimpse of Leto's Joker. So Leto has no shirt on. He's based off of Frank Miller's Joker, of course. Frank Miller's
which
Joker
one?
Was tough.
Which Frank Miller Joker? Because
they're showing, okay, if you've seen All-Star Batman and Robin,
okay,
it's in the same universe as The Dark Knight Returns. The young Joker is completely tatted up.
Okay.
But, and he's the only time, that's the only time you actually see Joker with his shirt off,
oh,
to be
I thought,
honest,
I
in the
thought it was based off of The Dark Knight Returns Part 2.
No, he's based off of, he is that Joker.
The Joker was that one.
He is that Joker.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's the Joker when he's old. That's like him and Batman's final battle.
Oh, okay.
But this is young Joker. So they show Jared Leto's Joker. He's in a dilapidated room laughing. His laugh sounds crazy.
And he has somebody strapped to a table.
So they were strapped to like a dentist Sicko. Chair or something. And then he had he had something in his hand, looked like shock sticks or something. He was like, "Oh, I'm not going to kill you." And then he was like, no, he said, "Oh, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to hurt you really, really bad." And he just looked creepy as fuck. Like, and it ended. It was convincing. Cause
all right.
I think
but
y'all need to see it.
I don't know, like, if they're going to put pretty much a little bit of the origin story for every character that's in the Suicide Squad.
I think
they're
going to give a glimpse.
But
they're probably not going to give an origin story for all of them, except for where they are now.
They got to give Joker and Harley Quinn at
they
least
show,
like 30 minutes.
I
though.
Think they show Batman capturing, because they showed a glimpse of Joker in a Lamborghini with Harley, and Batman's on top of the car.
And they show a lot of what happened to Deadshot.
Yeah.
And Deadshot actually joins the Suicide Squad on his own accord.
Seems like.
Sounds like something Lawton would do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's trying to get back to his daughter.
Yeah.
But it was very convincing. Both trailers were amazing. And I'm just hoping the directors don't fuck it up. Now, Kyle, on to you. I pass the mic.
Well, let's we're pretty much out of time, so let's just hit the top and bottom eight real quick.
Whoa.
I like hitting the bottom.
Minutes left. So, in the vein of The Last Dragon,
yes,
I want to hear your top eight so-called B movies that were so good you couldn't help but love them.
Okay. You want to go first, Charles?
I'm going to get you, sucker.
That was hell yeah.
That's a classic. That was
that
good
was
one.
Beautiful.
Dolomite.
Dolomite.
Okay.
Now see y'all going black, but I gotta reach out to my friends over here and be like, part one and part two of the Sharknado
Ooh, yes.
Oh, no. Yes. I can't fuck with that.
That shit was so bad, but I loved it.
It was so bad, but so good.
What was her name that was in it from American Pie?
Tyree.
Yeah. She was so bad. She was horrible.
I wasted like
there's
an
a third
hour
one coming
life.
Out too.
Yes,
and it's called Oh Hell No or something like that.
Yeah, The Sharkening. This time
The Sharkening.
Are you
yes.
serious?
No, it's called Sharknado. The Hell Oh Hell No.
Yeah, it's Oh Hell No. Oh,
it's in DC. Sharks
it's
in
awesome.
DC.
That's horrible. Car Wash.
Car Wash.
Really?
Car Wash was a great
Which
movie.
Which one? The original. Or
actually,
the remake
you know
with
what?
Dr.
It wasn't a bad movie at all. It was actually a very well written. So I'll take that back. Born in East LA.
Okay.
All right.
With Cheech Marin.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm thinking, and I would have to say a Jackie Brown.
That was a classic.
Yeah, but
that's
it
not
was,
so bad. It wasn't
it
bad
was,
though.
It was a, what were we talking about? I thought we were talking about B movies, just low budget.
Yeah, low budget.
Yeah, but Jackie Brown was very low budget. It was shot.
Jackie Brown was low budget.
It was independent. Like,
it was all in the mall.
Yeah.
My hands are sweaty.
Like, the whole thing
Fox
happened
Hills
in
Mall. Too.
It was. No, it was in Fox Hills.
Yeah, the whole thing happened there.
And in Torrance, where that's where Tarantino was born.
Can I reach out to my Asian brothers and say ping pong player?
Oh yeah.
That shit was terrible, but it was so heartwarming at the same time.
la. What's a good movie? I'm trying to think. I have some good ones.
Oh,
too.
I got one.
Go.
Kung Pao, Return of the Fist.
Oh yeah.
Which is actually getting a sequel for you soon.
For real?
Yeah. Finally, after all these years.
After 10 years.
I love
15
that movie.
Years.
That movie was pretty good. What was the other one? Kung Fu Hustle?
Yeah.
I wish that, man. That was a classic. Oh.
Larry, you've been thinking for an hour.
Trolls. Trolls 2. Have y'all ever seen that movie?
I remember Trolls.
Yeah, I remember
it.
But
it was
bad. I got one that's in the troll vein that was so bad, but it was so good.
What?
Killer Clowns from Outer
Space. Oh, hell yes. I love that. With the cotton candy cocoons
and
shit.
That scared the shit out of me.
That movie was awesome.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh,
hell yes.
Yes.
Can I go with the Toxic Avenger?
Yeah. That was a classic, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Samurai Cop one? What is it called?
Kabuki Cop.
Kabuki Cop.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, too.
Oh, and the ultimate, what was the new one that just came out on the internet recently?
What?
Kung Fury.
Kung Fury. Hell yes.
Yeah,
that
was
beautiful.
That's a good one.
That was a beautiful
one. Epicness.
I guess that's it, right?
And that's our top and bottom A.
Yay.
So whenever you're ready, Lloyd, you can go ahead and
sign us off, sir.
Play us out.
Bump.
Oh, hey, Charlie, you gonna get it this time?
No. Listen close, folks. We need your support.
We're on a struggle game and we're trying to grow.
So
Charlie, jump in whenever you're ready.
Go.
Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter at attackpodcast_.com. Attack Podcast. Like our Facebook page. Send us an email. Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our webpage, theattackpodcast.com, all one word, and leave us some comments. Send us an email. We'll read them on the air. Thank you for your support. And remember, you can find the show on Podomatic, SoundCloud, iTunes, where you can leave comments and reviews. Goodbye, everybody.
All up in there.
Lights is flickering. I think we got the phantasm.
I'm out of here, bro.